Hayat Builders for Breitbart. If Europe wants to survive, it must resist. By Hayat Builders on May 7, 2026. Anti-Semitism in Europe has surged to levels once unimaginable. In Amsterdam, last week, a theater production about the Nazi Dr. Joseph Mengele, infamous for his horrific medical experiments on Jewish prisoners in extermination camps during the Second World War, concluded with a condemnation of Israeli military operations in Gaza. In the same city, pro-Palestinian activists defaced the national monument commemorating the liberation of the Netherlands from Nazi occupation. In London, a synagogue was targeted in an arson attack, and two Jewish citizens were stabbed in the street. Only a few years ago, such scenes would have seemed impossible. The hostility towards Jews is not emerging in a vacuum. Islam has been at war with the Jews since its founder, Muhammad, called for their extermination 14 centuries ago. Yet today, Europe's political left, joined by neo-Nazis, accuse Israel of genocide against the Palestinians, willfully ignoring that since 1948, when the State of Israel was founded, the Palestinian population has grown from 1.3 million to 13 million today. Where does this Jew hatred come from? One reason is obvious. Europe is rapidly Islamizing. The geopolitical consequences are unmistakable. Europe is turning its back on the Jewish state, the last bastion of Western civilization in the Middle East. Donald Trump has repeatedly expressed frustration with America's European NATO allies. He despises their unwillingness to support the United States in military operations around the Strait of Hormuz. He rejects their criticism of the joint American-Israeli strikes against the Islamic Republic of Iran, a tyrannical regime openly committed to wiping Israel off the map. Time and again, Trump emphasizes that preventing the Iranian mullahs from acquiring nuclear weapons should be an objective which Europe should unequivocally support. Yet, European governments are reluctant. They fear the political power of the so-called Islamic Fifth Column within their own borders. They dread violent demonstrations by thugs waving Palestinian and Iranian flags. In London, even a memorial wall displaying photographs of victims of the Iranian regime became the target of arsonists. If the Islamization of Europe is not stopped, the situation will only deteriorate further. One need not be a prophet to predict that Europe is becoming more and more Islamic. Just consider the demographics. Islam is the fastest growing religion on the continent, and more than half of the growth stems from immigration. Europe is committing cultural suicide, and its inhabitants are paying the price for the lack of political leadership. Most European nations are ruled by weak cultural relativists who would rather betray the indigenous people than fight for their identity, security, and civilizational survival. European leaders lack what America still to a large extent retains, namely what the German sociologist Arnold Gecklin 50 years ago called conservative reserves, the cultural and psychological reserves of national confidence, resilience, and civilizational self-belief. He believed American reserves were stronger because the U.S. remained more deeply rooted in traditional Christian values, patriotism, and national energy. However, times are changing. In many European countries like my own country, the Netherlands, resistance of ordinary working-class people against the open border policy is growing rapidly. More and more people resist ever more so-called asylum seekers being put in their neighborhoods. They fight for their women and daughters because they want them to remain safe and not harassed or raped. This civil unrest will surely only grow as long as the government ignores the just demands of the people. Stop open borders and start the forced remigration of criminal elements. We European patriots are fighting to reverse the tide. For us, as for Israel and America, defeat is not an option. Yet we realize that we are only at the beginning of a long and difficult struggle. As Winston Churchill warned the House of Commons in October 1938, after the appeasers had returned from Munich. And do not suppose this is the end. This is the beginning of the reckoning. This is only the first sip, the first foretaste of the bitter cup, which will be proffered to us year by year, unless by a supreme recovery of moral health and martial vigor, we rise again and take our stand for freedom as in the olden time. If we fail, Europe will be lost. But we will not fail. We are the heirs of Charles Martel, Richard the Lionheart, John III Sobieski, and all those who, throughout history, defended Europe's values and freedom against Islamic expansion. Yes, we believe that our civilization is worth preserving. That is why we resist. And we will win. Geert Wilders MP is leader of the PVV, the Dutch Party for Freedom.